Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music on this Father's Day weekend. The one and only Fred Hammond. Here he is. God is my refuge. Is he yours? Turn your radios up because this is Real Gospel. I know
you're Father,
I need you.
Thought I could make it by my spirit.
Please come and refresh me.
Give me the strength to try again.
There is nothing needed more than your precious love upon me. Everything. Searching for finding you, complete. Can I compare to your free love? There's nothing else.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have back on with us once again the legendary Fred Hammond. Fred, it's always an honor and a pleasure whenever you can take time out of your busy schedule, your busy travel schedule at that, to just talk to us about your new music. How is it going?
Man, it is going good. I am getting ready to hit the road here in 2 days for this 52-city tour. And this record is coming out on Friday. So, man, it's all good.
Wow. So, where haven't you been? I mean, you've been, is there any place as of yet that you have, that's been on your radar to travel to and minister at that you haven't been?
I've been a couple places, man, that I'm going to probably start to hit this next few years. You know, man, I'm approaching that big 6-0 in about 4 years, 4.5 years. And so I'm going to go on and hit them places. I haven't really been to Japan, you know, or Asia yet. I have been to, you know, to Europe. I've been to Africa. I've been to several places other than that. But, you know, in that area, I haven't been to those places. In the States, I've been pretty much everywhere you can get, and places you probably shouldn't have never went. You know, you look down and you see that, you see people that are looking at you like, what you doing here?
Yeah.
And you'll be like, okay, well, hold on. Let me just get this little potato chips and move on.
Well, when you go to Japan, look up Costi Payne and a guy by the name of Jeff Jett. They live there. Those are some brothers. They're black brothers, born and raised in the U.S., but they live in Japan now. And they do gospel music there, and they're doing tremendous things. Most recently, Jeff Jett did some music with the Japan Mass Choir, and so I'm not sure if you had opportunity to run into them, but they're doing tremendous things. So I have a feeling that when you do go to Japan, you will be very, very well received. Very well received.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. And I'll probably see those guys when I get over there.
Yeah. Speaking of your 52-city tour, what's it looking like? Some of the places that you're going, let us know, just in case some of the people who are listening, they can go to your website anyway or your Facebook and check it out. But what's coming up?
Well, last year we did hit the city of Nashville. This year we're going to hit Jackson, Tennessee. We're going to definitely do, we're doing New York, L.A., Seattle, Las Vegas, Phoenix, San Diego, Portland. We're coming out to the Midwest. I've been coming out to the South here with Dallas, and I believe Houston is on the map. We're doing some stuff right there in the middle in Oklahoma. We're definitely doing the Miami area, Detroit, South Carolina, North Carolina. We're doing Chi-Town, man, it's Ohio, Cleveland, I believe Cincinnati. I'm not sure. You can go on festivalofpraisetour.com, festivalofpraisetour.com, and find out if we're coming to, you know, what cities we're going to. So you can call your people, say, hey, go check Fred and them out. This is going to be the most different gospel concert event you've ever been to. It's called The Game of Life. And, man, we're going to be bringing people up on stage to hang out with us. To do some family night. It's almost like a family night, but it's family night with a ministry twist. That's all I can tell you.
Wow. So I'm loving the song Father Jesus Spirit is live. And so your new CD project, which is called Worship Journal Live. Am I correct?
Worship. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. What's going on with this project? Because I'm pretty sure you have some prize artists on here with you. What's going on with this CD project?
Well, this one right here, man, is just me and my people. And we did it live in Houston. I hadn't done a live record, in 19 years. You know, I haven't done one. And so we decided to go back and do one here. And it was done in Houston at Fountain of Praise Church. And, man, we had a wonderful time. People came out, packed that place, and you could hear it on the record. And that was just one of the songs that we did. So, I mean, it was a blessing.
Amen. And so I'm on your Facebook page right now, and you stay on, I mean, in terms of, if you want to know what's going on with Fred Hammond, just go to his Facebook page, because there's something for everybody. Videos, I'm looking at something with you and Bishop Hezekiah Walker. I think this is Israel Houghton. I think this is who I'm looking at here. Just who keeps up your Facebook? Who keeps up your social media?
Basically, I do. I do 90% of the work you see as far as just staying in touch. That's why I don't do too many pages. You know, that's why I don't be I don't Snapchat.
Fred Hammond 1 and Fred Hammond 2, the official Fred Hammond page. Yeah.
I got about three things that I do, and that's Twitter. I've been falling off on that, but I got to pick back up. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Those are my main things. I still have a Periscope account, but since Facebook opened up that live chat thing, you know, I was able to say, you know, well, let me just do one. I can't do too much of this stuff, man. You know, when it was just one or two, man, I was all over the place. Now, man, too much. Man, it's overwhelming. You know, so, but on there you can see my little promo thing I did for the tour. It was just a little fun thing I did. I called That's My Reality. It is going to be a real show. But it's fun. It's fun on there. It's just us telling who's on the tour. And I did it in a comical way, you know, because I believe that's the only way you can do reality shows is if you spoof them and be comical. Because if you're Christian, you really can't do no real reality shows, because if you show your real self and your real cousin and show your real conversation with your family and you're getting mad at each other, then the world can see, I told you wasn't even nothing to that mess. Oh, that church stuff, look at that. And then the church be like, why are you showing all of that? So you ain't know where to go. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to have fun with it, and I'm going to poke my finger at it, and I'm going to laugh at it, and I'm going to tell some of the things that happened in a very comedic way.
Amen. So let me ask you this question that I'm pretty sure people who know you and know your history, they probably want to know, is the group Commission going to ever get back together and do a project?
Man, I can't say. I tried to make this one, this last record, I tried to make that a Commission / RFC reunion record. It's my last record on this contract, and I've tried to make it happen, and man, 5 months of just, you know, struggles and trying to get everything together and trying to get it, you know. The RFC side came together quickly, but that Commission side just wasn't coming. Then we said, well, why don't we just do a live album? That thing happened in like a week. Let's go. And we was up, running, the business was done, and bam. And we said, let's not struggle with it. So I can't honestly say that it's going to be a Commission thing ever again. I thought it would be. You know, I won't say never, but, you know, who knows?
Well, you know what? We can appreciate that, because each and every one of you all are just walking in the lane that God is, you know, has provided for you. So we can't get mad at that. We just really can't. But, you know, but just to let you know that, you know, people out there are asking. So the next time you see your brethren, you can say, you know, the people do want us to kind of get together. So whenever we have opportunity to just come together and do a verse or do one song, even if it takes a few years to do a whole album, you know, just piece it together piece by piece by piece. There is a demand for it. Just wanted to let you know.
Amen, amen. Love it.
Okay. So on this new album, what songs can we expect from this that are just really going to be some of the ones that you think that other than the first one, which is Father Jesus Spirit, that we should be looking out for?
Man, this album is really like a brand. I was going to call it, to me, it felt like brand new hymns. Brand new hymns. You know, back in the day, you know, when we went to church, they said, stand, we're going to go in our hymnals, and there was always that red hymnal back in the back of the pew.
In the back of the pew.
Church open. And you said, we're going to turn the page so-and-so, and we're going to sing. And then they said, I walk through the garden alone while the dew is still on the rose. And we go into that, and we sing that one, and we go in to sing another one. And I kind of wanted that same feeling, where everybody just sang together. So there's only a few songs on here where I sing a verse, and then there's a chorus and hook and a bridge and a vamp. But most of the time, we start from the beginning to the end. So the first song is always praise. It's a praise team. It's even probably more up-tempo than Father Jesus Spirit. And it's a praise team you know, for those radical churches who want to get their service started off with high praise and choir and whatever. But then the next song is probably the song most important to me. You know, when I look at what's going on and I see the news in Carolina and I see the news in Tulsa and in Minnesota, and young men getting shot, and man, it hurts my heart. I have an 18-year-old son in college, and what would I do if I came and saw a sheet over him because somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do? A policeman did not, you know, do what he should have done. And I know my son's temperament. I'm a military trained policeman. That's why I'm scratching my head, because the military would not. You notice how in these cities and that where military bases are, you don't hear of stuff like that. Now it goes on, and people have to get taken down. But man, they told us where to shoot, where it was not deadly force. You have to take somebody down. You have to use your billy club first. You got to use physical hand-to-hand combat. You got mace. You got all sorts of other things that you could do before you go there. Now it's just 15, unload, you know, somebody make a wrong move, pop, 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 pop. And man, that bothers me. And I saw that on news. And a lot of times I have cried physical tears come down my face. And even when the tragedy with the policeman happened here in Dallas, man, it was disturbing. It was disturbing on many different accounts. You know, people lost their lives, and now it's getting ready to stir up more trouble because one guy took this in his own hands to do what other people have been doing. And then on top, and it wasn't even happening here. We didn't even have an incident where somebody had been shot here in Dallas. You know, police force here has been, you know, very good. And I have a lot of police friends. It's confusing. And then I watched that the debate, and we're going through all of this stuff about who's going to be the next president. And like I said, I can't tell you who to vote for, but you can sure guess who I'm telling you not to vote for. And
yeah.
I put a meme on my Instagram yesterday of a man putting blood on the doorpost, and it simply said, "This is me preparing for election day." You know, this is how we got to take it. But the song is called "God Is Our Refuge." In them times of confusion and hurt and pain and despair, we have a place to run. God is my refuge and strength, very present help in the time of trouble. That song is probably my favorite. It's a prayer, and I mean, you can hear my heart crying out in that, you know. But then we have "Let Me Touch the Hem of His Garment," a brand new traditional moment, and we have "The Lord Is Good," you know, a testimony song that I wrote that has a "This Is the Day the Lord Has Made" feel to it. It's so many things. I have a tribute to one of my musical mentors on there, just a slight, quick tribute in one of the songs to Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He was so important to me as a musical icon, you know, me growing up, and I would practice to his music, and I would listen to every album that he made, and it became a part of who I was. Commission had a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire in them, and when he passed this year, it hurt my heart. And so "He Will Take Care of You" has a reference to him in there a couple times. It simply says, "Clap your hands, it's easy. It's all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah." And that's my moment to him. So this is a live joint, man. And it's a classic, Fred. And, you know, there's something to be ministered to. And you can find something that'll bless you.
Amen, amen.
Fred, please hold that thought. We've got to take a pause for the cause. When I come back, more with my interview with the one and only Fred Hammond on this Father's Day weekend. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.